Now, David Jacobs was the smooth, urbane TV and radio presenter whose career lasted for over 60 years. Starting in Forces Broadcasting, he went on to present many popular BBC programmes, including Jukebox Jury, Any Questions and Melodies for You. In later years, his Sunday evening Radio 2 programme, The David Jacobs Collection, featured music from the Great American Songbook. I've been sharing memories with David's former BBC colleague, the presenter Pete Murray.
Good evening. This is David Jacobs speaking from the BBC's Television Centre in London. Viewers in the United Kingdom...
He had an amazing voice, didn't he?
Oh, yes. When I was working as a continuity announcer at Radio Luxembourg, he did the commercial for Cadbury's chocolate. Cadbury's drinking chocolate. And it's a perfect example of the soft sell. It wasn't easy to buy in Luxembourg, but I did find it... And I bought bars and bars of it.
Was he like that in real life? Did he speak like that in real life?
Yes, he did.
One day, I went to the television centre with a piece of paper in my hand to see a man called T. Leslie Jackson. And he said, "What did you come to see me about?" I said, "Well, I've invented a programme for television." "Oh, have you?" "I call it Hit or Miss." 2 years later, I got a call. Would I be on the panel of a trial show, a pilot production, called Jukebox Jury? And I said, "But that's the programme that I submitted to the BBC 2 years ago." And they said, "Oh, dear."
When we came to doing Jukebox Jury for the first time, he said something to me quite rude. And I said, "Well, I can't understand why you talk to me like that, David." And I said, "I think you have so much talent. There is an opportunity for you as an attendant at the Leicester Square toilet." And he said, "Mention my name and I'll give you a good seat." I tell you, the world came to an end.
Did you get lots of letters of complaint coming in from the viewers?
But the phone calls they had, 5,000 phone calls.
Welcome to another session of Jukebox Jury.
David said to me, you know, at the time, at its heyday, it had something like 24, 25 million viewers. He loved it.
David's Radio 2 producer, Alan Boyd.
I think he was more proud of the fact he was asked if he would present any questions on Radio 4. And he said the purists were completely up in arms. They thought, David Jacobs, he's a music man. He's a light entertainment man. He can never do this. 17 years later, he was still presenting Any Questions.
For the last programme in the present series of Any Questions, we've come to Hazelmere in Surrey.
David was going to Manchester to do Any Questions, and Margaret Thatcher was the main guest. And they were both travelling back to London from Manchester by train. She said to him, "David, do you mind if I just slip my shoes off?" And David said, "Of course I don't mind." And then he said to her, "Do you know, I'd love a drink." And she said to him, "Are you a whiskey man?" Brought out a bottle of single malt whiskey. So she passed him this bottle of scotch. He swigged out of the bottle, gave it back to her. She swigged out of it. They finished this whole bottle of single malt, which I think is wonderful, without even a glass.
It's a little known fact that I was Benny Hill's first straight man. I lasted one programme because I couldn't keep a straight face. He made me laugh.
Didn't you both appear in a film together?
We were in Trad Dad together. It's a load of rubbish. Helen Shapiro was in it as well.
Mr. Jacobs?
Yes?
Would you please appear at our jazz festival?
Oh, well, look...
Was there acting involved?
No, no. No. We play ourselves rather badly.
Because I can't. Sorry. Go wild!
Because, of course, David did all the voices in Journey into Space, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
20 different characters.
Yes, right? Yeah, he loved it.
Journey into Space.
One particular character that was hugely important in the series was called Whittaker. Whittaker was the demon who used to say, "Hard house must be obeyed without question at all times."
He was also a very snappy dresser, wasn't he?
Oh, very sharp dresser, yes. He used to go to a man called Cyril Castle. I went to Cyril Castle, didn't look anything like him. He looked much better than me.
He did win Britain's Best Dressed Man contest, and he was very proud about that. Yeah. Latterly, he came in one day, and I said to him in a kind of joke, I said, "David, I don't believe it." I said, "The collar of your shirt is frayed." And he said, "Well, I know," he said, "but it was handmade for me 30 years ago, and I still love it."
When he was doing Pick of the Pops, he really wasn't right for that. Not for all the bang crash wallop. That was Alan Freeman. David and I had exactly the same taste in music. Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Rodgers and Hart.
I presented a programme called Portrait of a Star. And one week, I remember, it was Al McCogan, and the next week, it was Frank Sinatra. Can you imagine Frank Sinatra coming to plug his record personally? When he did. And he said to me, you can say anything you like, so long as you don't mention Ava Gardner. If you do, I'll push the microphone down your throat.
It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day.
Come, he had a wide taste, but I think as he got older, and probably the last decade of his life, he narrowed it down to the music that he really loved, and he found a niche with the Sunday Evening Show on Radio 2.
Our kind of music.
Our kind of music. Hello there, yeah. I can't do it properly. Nobody can do it like him. Go on, try and say, hello there.
Hello there.
That's good, Matthew. Yes.
Hello there. Stay with me from now until midnight so that we can share that which many call our kind of music.
By the time we recorded his very last show, which went out only on the 4th of August, he was already very ill. But he was determined that he was going to sign off to his audience.
Do you get a sense from the listeners of how much they loved him? Have you had lots of messages since news of his death was announced?
I cannot tell you how many. I mean, thousands. I think that longevity will maybe never happen again.
I'll be here at the same time next week, so till then, or whenever, on behalf of my producer, Alan Boyd, it's good night from me, David Jacobs.
David Jacobs, who's died aged 87.